This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last lesson, I had mentioned that one of the signs of Iman is that Iman automatically necessitates that a person will be constantly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we're going to reverse this exact maxim because both of them are true. Worshipping Allah through dua increases iman. If you have weak iman, if you want to strengthen your iman, one of the most important ways to strengthen iman is via the means of dua. So imagine a circularity, imagine a loop. Strong iman leads to more dua. More dua leads to stronger iman. It's literally a loop. Each one of them feeds into the other. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the second aspect, which is why and how does dua increase your iman? How does dua make you a better Muslim, a better mu'min? And in order to illustrate and understand that, today we're going to talk a little bit differently. Let us understand what it means to worship Allah. And let us understand the psychology of dua. If we understand the psychology of dua, we will automatically understand how and why dua increases iman. Dua increases our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is iman? What does it mean to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it mean to worship Allah? Believing in Allah means internally, conceptually, you affirm with certainty that Allah exists and that Allah is the perfect Rabb. And that Allah hears and knows and sees. And that Allah is ala kulli shay'in qadir. And then you follow up that belief in your actions by turning to Him. There is no action. There is no ritual that better demonstrates iman and worship than dua. I repeat, there is no ritual that better demonstrates what iman is than dua. Imagine a worshipper making dua. Imagine a Muslim lost in dua. Imagine the inner and outer state of that person. When a person raises their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they're begging Allah for something, they're pleading, what is their internal state? Without a doubt, their heart is affirming Allah's existence. How can you make dua to the one you don't believe in? Without a doubt, their heart is fully upon yaqeen. That Allah knows me, Allah hears me, Allah sees me, that Allah loves me. This is iman. Without a doubt, they're making dua to the one they know can respond to their dua. Ala kulli shay'in qadir. You don't make dua to somebody that you don't believe in, you don't think is all powerful. Automatically by making dua, you are affirming your iman in the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this is exactly the motif that the Quran uses to criticize those who make dua to other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In tad'uuhum la yasma'u du'aakum." When you make dua to other than Allah, they can't even hear you. They can't even hear you. "Walau sami'u mastajabu lakum." And even if suppose they could hear you, they wouldn't have the power to answer to your dua. Allah hears, and Allah knows, and Allah cares, and Allah loves, and Allah has the power to respond. So when you make dua, you are automatically, without having to say it, your actions prove, you are automatically affirming, "Oh Allah, you are my Rabb, you are my Malik, you are my Mawla, you are Sami', you are Qadir, you are Hay, you are Rahman, you are the Malik, you are the Ilah." This is why when you make dua, you automatically affirm all of this iman and you strengthen that iman. Because why else are you making dua to Allah other than the affirmation of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you understand this, now move on to the reality of worship. What is worship? Worship, as the Arab linguists define, worship is the height of servitude along with love and awe. The height of humility, you are humbling yourself, but you also have awe, reverence, love. And that's a combination that is very rare. Typically, you might respect somebody but don't love them. Or you love somebody but you're not in awe of them. Ubudiyya, to be an abd, to be a worshipper, you have the height of subjugation, humility, and you also have the height of reverence and awe put together. Once again, when you make dua to Allah, what is the psychology of the one making dua? The psychology is you're reaching out to the one you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. You are fearful of a rejection, but you're hoping for an acceptance. That combination of love, fear, and hope only manifests perfectly in dua. And love, fear, and hope, as you should all know, are the three pillars of worship. When you worship because you love Allah. You worship because you want Allah to love you back and to answer your prayers. And you worship because you're scared of a rejection. All of these are combined when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're worshiping the one, you're making dua to the one, you know he loves you, that's why you're reaching out to him. And you're hopeful for an acceptance, but you're scared of a rejection. Love, fear, and hope are combined in this reality of dua like no other emotion. And that's why again Ibn al-Qayyim mentions this. The beginning of Surah Fatiha summarizes these three emotions and dua all simultaneously. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah because He is the Rabb. That's love. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We are invoking Allah's Rahmah. We want it. We're yearning for it. We're hopeful for Allah's Rahmah. Maliki Yawmiddin. We're also scared of Allah's judgment. Love, fear, and hope. Based upon love, fear, and hope, what do? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. We're going to worship you and make dua to you. What is isti'ana? It is dua. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. So our dua and our worship will be based upon love, fear, and hope. Once you understand this, you realize that no other ritual is a more perfect manifestation of the proper relationship between the worshiper and the one who is worshipped than dua. Why? Because even sajda can be done in maybe reverence, but not necessarily the level of love and the level of ta'alluq. Sadaqah, you're hoping for Allah's mercy, but again, there's not necessarily that same level of ta'alluq. As for dua, the perfection of all of these emotions are manifested. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said something about dua he did not say about any other ritual. Memorize this simple hadith which is in the books of Sunan and the Musnad Imam Ahmad. It's simply three words. Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Very simple hadith. Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. He did not say this for salah. He did not say this for zakah. He did not say this for siyam. He did not say this for dhikr. He did not say this for any other ritual. He literally said, you don't even need to know Arabic to understand, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the essence of ibadah. Dua is the crux of ibadah. Dua is ibadah. There is no other ritual that is a better manifestation of ibadah than dua. And therefore, brothers and sisters, not only when you have iman will you be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also when you have weak iman, when you make dua, you will increase your iman. When you make dua, you will strengthen your iman. When you make dua, automatically your heart will increase in its love, will increase in its ta'alluq, will increase in its affirmation of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And automatically, when you make dua, you will increase in your own humility, in your own subservience, in your own khudu', it's called in Arabic, which is the essence of dua. You will become humbled and you will also have awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when your iman is weak, increase your dua to strengthen your iman. And as you increase your iman, automatically your dua will become better and stronger. And when it becomes better and stronger, it will make your iman stronger. And that loop will continue. And that loop will make you a better person. And this is the reality of dua. And I reiterate, no other ritual does this as perfectly and as easily and as wholesomely as dua. The other rituals do it partially, but dua will do it to a manner that nothing else will do it. Why this is the case, we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, and explain more about the reality of dua and worship. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والقرآن.